It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Thank you so much for listening to the best show on the radio, 94.1, the free Odyssey app, and streaming live on YouTube every day. We truly appreciate our YouTube viewers. Jack, let's get to it.
It's the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
Well, that sound you hear around the Delaware Valley is some of our regulars getting a little tight.
Yes, I like it.
Yeah, because we're always watching, yeah. And we're always monitoring who is doing good at their job, even though they're not paid, but you get the point.
Yeah.
We evaluate the football team.
Yep.
We also evaluate the callers. Here are the five caller stock watch that I have for you today. Starting at number five is Corey in Columbus. The elephant in the room here is that the phone has been fixed,
yes.
Which means the stock is up.
Back on Corey.
There was time there. Hey, we want to go inside the show, inside baseball. We're a little nervous going to Corey in Columbus because it's going to derail the show early.
Yes.
But we love Corey.
Yes.
But the phone was so bad.
Yes.
We were talking internally, do we got to drop him to seven in the lineup?
Yeah.
Does he need a standing ovation? You know, like there was talk of that. And to his credit, commitment to the show, which we appreciate more than anything, he dug deep, he figured it out, and he fixed his phone.
Absolutely. A trend I've noticed with Corey, too, is Corey, with the Eagles playing the way they are, is at war with himself. If you listen to every Corey call, he will start the call with everything he is nervous about with the Eagles. And then he will turn as if he's two different callers.
Yes.
And he'll go, but I know my guy's got it.
Yep.
I know Sirianni's got it. I know Superman's going to put on the cape, Michael Jordan.
He's too smart of a football guy. And he knows what's going on.
Yes.
But then he wants to convince himself.
Yes.
Which is okay.
It's fine.
We just know that we see it.
Yes, we see it. I see what's going on, Corey.
Yes.
Yeah.
Number four on Caller Stockwatch is OG Wade.
Ah.
And that stock's up.
I agree.
It's up?
Yeah.
I agree.
When Jalen's backed into a corner,
yep.
That is when we get the best version of OG Wade. He's back to being delusional.
Yep. Crazy. I was going to say, totally crazy.
Just horrible.
Yep.
Horrible opinions.
The worst.
No one thinks are even close to being right.
No. Nope.
That's when we get the real OG Wade. When Jalen's Super Bowl MVP, he's got nothing.
He got nowhere to go, yeah.
Who cares?
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. But now, with this, some of the city doubting, some Tanner stuff out there, that's when we get delusional OG Wade, and that's my OG Wade.
And it's true delusion. If you didn't hear the day last year when we had the lie detector here, the only listener we brought in for the lie detector was all employees, and it was OG Wade. And OG Wade passed the lie detector test on the question, do you think Jalen Hurts is the best quarterback in the NFL?
Which is insane.
And the lie detector guy said he is being truthful. That's the guy we need. We need the lunatic fighting with us about the things we see very clearly are actually not the way. And he, you know, what I accused Broads of yesterday, Jack, what I've accused you of, he subscribes to the same thing. He will start off with, look, Jalen needs to play better. And then he blames everybody else instead. It's a great...
That is his line. Jalen needs to play better, and then just goes into everything else.
Yes.
Well, and the one that really showed that he was back was when he said they don't really want to score the most points possible.
Yep, no.
It's not the goal of their offense.
No, absolutely not.
Why would you want that?
And I'm an idiot for thinking it.
You really are.
Yep.
You really are. The third caller on my stock watch is Herb. And Herb stock is down.
Whoa!
Herb stock is down, down, down. We got to get out of football season.
Yes.
I mean, that's the key.
Well, where's this truth at?
Well, nowhere. But like, but he thinks he knows football. He's breaking down 46 defense, doesn't know what it is.
Yeah.
He's talking about offensive football, defensive football, all nonsense.
It sucks.
Yeah, like we don't want sports.
Well, baseball is his strength.
Yeah, I'll take his baseball analysis. I'll take it. To get rid of the football analysis. He needs football season to end badly.
Yeah, well, yesterday, and I think Jack mentioned this, we were lined up for an all-time Herb call. I go to Herb, and he goes, I'm rubbing the no pain thing on my knee. And I'm like, oh, my God, here we go. And then he says, and that's what the Eagles need. No, no, no,
no, no.
I want to hear about your medical. ankle problems.
I want more knee talk. What are you rubbing on the knee?
Jim, gout? Do you not have gout? Let's figure this out.
Let's get back to the hospital. What are you having for dinner? I mean, these kind of things. Yeah,
when
with
have you been back to the gym?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Were you stuck on the toilet for 2 days because of the Chinese food you ate?
Remember when he fell out of the porta potty? You might not have been here.
Yeah, was Mike not here?
This might have been when Mark was here. There's this whole story about how he fell out of the porta potty and hurt himself.
Yeah.
He fell out?
And then said, I knew. I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah, I knew exactly what he meant.
I experienced it before, yeah.
Yeah. That's Herb.
Like, Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't think Ike's been in a porta potty in 40 years.
Only on the golf course.
That's true. Yeah. You're not a treesman?
I will. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I got a picture of that. When you were golfing against the camera,
yes.
He went to the woods.
Yeah, yeah. That's what guys do on golf courses.
Yeah.
Unless you got to go number two.
What? You never do that at the golf course. You never sit on a porta potty to do that. Fritz.
True story. I had a porta potty every morning.
Huh?
Well, because I'm walking for an hour and a half,
which is way too long to walk.
And I'll have, like, my coffee or my seltzer in the morning,
yeah.
And I'll pee before I leave. But, like, an hour into the walk, I got to go, and I'm not close enough to home. So there's two right near the park.
Yeah.
Right near the park, and I stop in there.
Wow.
And it's such a relief.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I have no choice. It's either that or...
You can't hold it?
I'm at a point. Well, I got a half an hour left in the walk. Usually I've been holding it for 25 minutes.
Okay.
Dude, I'm 49. I'm not 25. Yeah.
Listen, I can't hold it for 20 minutes. So, yeah. I understand. Yeah.
Number two on Caller Stock Watch is Chuck. And that stock's up.
Oh,
Chuck's stock is up.
Do you hear that phone call today?
Call.
He's actually starting to mix in a little comedy routine
and
do his calls recently, which I'm in on.
Yeah.
You know, he's got the whole black-white thing that he tries to get into every shoehorn into every call.
Yeah. For no reason.
For no reason at all.
No.
He's ripping goalies. I mean, he's getting it somehow more entertaining. Rather than just melting down about whatever.
When he's angry about something.
And it feels like him and Spike are in a good spot. You know, you're back-to-back with Embiid. The hate train, you know?
I don't hate him.
I know.
But, yeah, I think Chuck and I are definitely in a good place. And I do notice the little joke stuff he's got going on.
Yeah.
And he even carried the race stuff into the Who's Still Got It. He said he normally goes chocolate, but he was going French vanilla.
Yep.
Cheryl Hines was
it? Cheryl Hines?
Yeah. So the dancer I thought he was talking about was somebody from Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah, see, I can't believe that.
She's a more popular Dancing with the Stars dancer. Her last name obviously isn't Hines, but her first name is Cheryl.
I can't believe that show's still on.
Dancing with the Stars.
Yeah. Okay. I think it's year 20.
Wow, I've never seen it.
Really?
Never seen it.
No
interest. I used to watch it back in the day.
Well, they used to bring a football star on every year.
Yeah, well, Jerry Rice, Emmett.
Yeah,
Chad.
Yeah.
I'm surprised Tiki never did that. Tiki seems that like is a something dancer like with
that.
The stars
it does
guy.
Seem like that's something Tiki would do.
Well, he did that. He didn't do American Ninja Warrior, but it is show just like that. He was like a host on that. Tiki's.
The Gladiator? Did he do American Gladiator?
He did not. I forget what it's called, but it was just like American Ninja Warrior. But Dance with the Stars is right up Tiki's alley.
Oh, I could see it.
Oh, yeah.
I could see it.
Yeah.
But the number one caller on Caller Stock Watch is Cowboy Jim, whose stock is down.
Whoa!
Down, down, down. He's not handling this Cowboy success very well at all. He's flustered on these phone calls now because they're playing pretty well.
Yeah.
I think he wants to believe. But his whole bit was so good. He knew how to get in and out. And he knew to cost losers. And it was kind of endearing. But now he kind of means it. And it's like, he's lost the thread a little bit. When the Cowboys are 4-12 or whatever.
Right.
Like, that's 4-13. That's good Cowboy Jim.
Well, he had almost dropped the Cowboys completely and gave us inside information about what was happening on the Eagles charter for some insane reason, which he definitely shouldn't be doing. I'm not going to stop him, but he definitely shouldn't be doing it. 100%.
So true.
Yeah.
But now, you know what's starting to happen to Cowboy Jim? He's starting to believe. He's starting to believe. And it's the hope that kills you.
Believe me, I know a couple of Cowboy fans. Yes, they are starting to believe.
They are?
Yeah. You start getting text messages. I haven't heard from you all year. After last Monday night, I woke up to like 8 text messages.
Well, I can't blame him. It does feel like the rug's going to get pulled out from him, or the Charlie Brown, the football is going to get pulled away. But
only the Eagles. I mean, Do you think it'll be because of their own undoing, or do the Eagles put it together?
I think they'll lose a game they don't think they're going to lose.
The Cowboys.
The Cowboys, yeah. They're good.
Starting with tonight.
But they could lose tonight. Yeah, in Detroit, I don't care who's
Come
hurt.
Come on, Detroit.
Yeah. This hour.
They're desperate, right?
They have to be. They're 7-5.
Yeah. So the rest of their schedule is Lions tonight, Vikings, Chargers, Commanders, Giants.
It's not that hard a schedule. Tonight's the tough. Is Chargers in Dallas?
Dallas. At Commanders, at Giants. Jaden Daniels is going to be back for that game.
They win tonight, they could run the table.
It's also not good news for us.
I know.
If they win tonight, they could run the table.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And if they win. If they run the table, we have to win 4 games to win the division.
Yeah.
We only have 5 left.
Yeah.
Okay. Eagles magic number's 4.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. If the Cowboys run the table, we got to win 4 out of 5.
So you don't buy into the theory that, you know, the Cowboys win tonight, makes the Eagles lock in more for Monday?
They don't look like they're handling pressure well.
I wonder if that's, I don't know if they are locked in like that. That's a legitimate question.
Yeah.
I don't know if... They may be so frustrated that they've lost sight of winning another Super Bowl.
Yeah. And they're in their heads. I don't know if pressure is exactly what the Eagles need right now.
Right.
I don't think that they're at a point where what I don't think is going through the Eagles' head is everything's fine.
There's no way that's going through their head.
You know, I think pressure might be bad on them. Yeah. This hour sponsored by Guida Door and Window. Take advantage of Guida Door and Windows big year end sale, 40% off all windows and doors. With up to a year to pay it off with interest-free financing, call Guida Door and Window at 877-GO-GUIDA or go to goguida.com. That's goguida.com. Dustin in the Northeast. You're on WIP. What's up, Dustin?
Spike Ike, Spritzy, how are you, fellas?
What's up, loser?
What's up, Dustin? What's up, Dustin?
Come on. That's messed up, dude. You know what? That's wrong.
Oh, that's what happens when you brag every week.
You're chesty. Yeah, you're chesty. Yeah. You're chesty. You have to be the only, Dustin, I wonder if you're the only person in the league that has lost to all three of our sorry teams.
He definitely is the only one.
Beat all three of you too, dude. It's nuts.
Well, but
I don't know what you guys caught me. Oh, man, did you think the Eagles are, for everybody out there that hears our stupid bit about this fantasy league, my team went the exact way the Eagles are going right now. I was looking like I was a clear-cut winner for this league. WIP afternoon show came and shut me up really quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, teach
you. Performance out of you guys.
Yeah.
You guys needed to cheer for something, man.
Well, now we put all of our emotions behind Fritz.
Yeah, that's going to be tough for me.
Yeah, that's never backfired before.
Speaking of that and putting our emotional backfire, when are you going to shut him up in basketball, dude? I know it's winter time, but
when
it's
when his stupid little ankle's fixed? I mean, I don't know.
And
is he still injured?
He's doing the zero gravity treadmill.
Yeah.
For again, a little ankle injury. What are we doing?
You think he had reconstructive surgery?
Exactly. He tore his ACL.
Dustin,
he rolled his ankle.
Dustin, we weren't going to do it during football season anyway. We're hoping to end of February, beginning of March.
All right, good. It'll be our little early birthday present. You know what I mean, fellas? Yeah. We got a little spring birthday. Let's shut him up, Jack. Shut his little.
Just for the record, I voted to have it pushed to the All-Star break in baseball. So
that's you actually voted for it to never happen. So
yeah, it's too long. Come on, man.
Well, I'm trying to get him to cancel it. But believe me, wait till we have to watch it.
I can't wait to watch it.
It's gonna be 3 days long. I think it should be up to 5, not to 11.
Yeah, listen, I watched that Hard Knocks last night. I kind of stayed away from it because I was upset over the weekend. What we got out of the Eagles on Friday was like something that we haven't seen in years. And, you know, I gave it a break with the Hard Knocks and then everybody talking about it. I had to watch it. I got to be honest with you guys. I'm on board, dude. I think there is a lot more smoke than fire here with this team. I don't think we're that far away. I think it's just like you were saying earlier. It's a miscommunication, and the only way to fix it is communication. And whether I know he was – I know, Spike, I know you're going to say he knew that the mics were ready and they were rolling, but it seemed like he was trying to figure it out.
Yeah.
No, you don't think so?
Go ahead, Spike.
Okay. Look, I never once, I want to be clear, Never once have I accused him of not taking accountability. I think he does. I don't think that is a Jalen issue at all. But from a communication standpoint, it was Devontae coming up to him. And the practice stuff of him revving up the team, if you think that wasn't for the cameras, you're out of your mind. Here would be my question for you, Dustin, if you think they're close. And we did this 3 weeks ago. What do the Eagles do really well?
You're going to absolutely hate this answer. And Ike, back me up on that. It's cliche. The dude's a winner.
No, the Eagles as a team. You think they're close. What do they do really well? What are the
2022 Super Bowl?
No, Dustin, the 2025 Eagles that you believe are close to figuring it out. What does that team do well? Like, what is their calling card? Because the Seattle Seahawks, they have the best defense in the NFL. The Rams, they have one of the best offenses in the NFL. Like, I can look all across. The Broncos have a great defense. What do the Eagles do well?
You want to know what it is, and you and Spritzy will never admit it. I believe in Jalen Hurts. He's done it before. He did it in college. He got benched for things that we're seeing in his NFL career right now. And I get it.
You're not even answering me.
There's not an answer there. Right now, Spike.
They played 12 games, Dustin.
You're on the right path, Dustin. Stick in there.
They're there, dude. They're there. You got Petula. And
don't go to Petula.
The players are the ones putting it together. Yeah. But you got Petula putting boonhead play calls. Say what you want about it. What he's doing to that offense.
Oh, stop.
Is piss poor.
It's no different than last year. It's no different.
It is, though.
It isn't. They had the same passing game last year.
When was the last time you saw a designated quarterback draw? Just like Kelsey was saying, I know.
It's Jalen! It's Jalen! It's your winner! I love you. I need to talk sense into you. They're not running because of the quarterback. The quarterback!
They're not in a position to make those plays because you got a kindergarten dude that's been up in the...
They've had a kindergarten offense for 4 years.
How did they win the Super Bowl last year?
With a kindergarten offense and a running back that had
one of the best quarterbacks in the league.
Oh, you
and
don't believe
there.
That.
And once he finds it, Ike, back me up.
I've got
finds
your back.
Strike,
oh, you don't
I know.
That.
You don't even need to talk right now because me and Euros, once he finds it, Spike, it's going to be. We freaked out last year about it. It sucks what's going on with them because they should be a lot better than what they are. Right now, we're on pins and needles. The Cowboys, I admitted to you yesterday, they got one of the best offenses in the league. He sucks under pressure. Dak Prescott,
Was there any pressure 2 weeks ago when Dak led him back from a 21-0 deficit? Was there any pressure on the final pass of the game where they needed a first down? And Dak Prescott, with N'Kobe Dean in his face, stepped up in the pocket, threw a crossing route to George Pickens, and got a first down. Was there any pressure there? I'm not sounding sort of like Dak Prescott is Peyton Manning, but like he kicked our ass 2 weeks ago. Where was Jalen? Where was Jalen? Where was he?
I completely agree with you. He was trying to force feed A.J. Brown the ball.
Oh,
and we're
stop.
A predictable offense because of stupid crap like that with a stupid offensive coordinator who needs to be up high and see what's going on from an Eagles view perspective.
You need therapy.
I think they are so much closer than you and Spritzy are giving them, dude. Once Jalen figures it out, they're going to be fine.
I'm sure.
And last night, that Hard Knocks, that really set me over the edge. I'm a believer in Jalen Hurts.
Okay. Well, God bless you. Who's still got it?
Go Birds! Go Birds!
Who's still got it for next question? Oh, no. He just gave us a Go Birds and went away. I want to be clear. The reason that the offense isn't good is because the offensive line they can't run the ball. That is number one reason. But number two reason is they're limited by the quarterback. I don't know what to tell you. There was a basic offense last year. It was a basic offense last year. It was.
Yeah.
It was a kindergarten offense last year. He doesn't want to throw the ball over the middle. He doesn't like pre-snap motion. He doesn't like being under center. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. They're in a position where he can't help. He does play well under pressure, but we can't just act like the only pressure is in the Super Bowl. And
that's the most pressure.
It's the most pressure, but it's not the only pressure.
I agree.
There's there's pressure. There was pressure Friday.
Yeah.
There was pressure the previous Sunday.
Yeah.
You know, pressure, pressure, pressure.
I would
say
it's pressure every time you, if you, when you lose a game, that next game is it's tremendous pressure.
Yes.
You don't want to lose two in a row, but here we are.
Yes.
It's going to be pressure Monday.
There's a ton of pressure. That is they cannot lose that game.
Yep.
They cannot lose that game. They can't.
Must win.
I just saw that it said, now I don't know if it's true, it said Justin Herbert is planning on playing and he was out there practicing today. So yeah. It seems
Costos
like.
Costos again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
What are they talking about?
Yeah.
He was always going to play. He's going to try.
Sure.
They need it.
Yes.
The Chargers need it.
Trey Lance is their backup. It's not, they don't have like a solid backup.
Yeah.
You know?
So, yeah.
All right. And they need the game too. All right. 215-592-9494. Coming up next, there is an NBA superstar who is asking for a trade.
Get him!
Unfortunately, it seems like he wants to go to one of our rivals. We will talk about whether it's a possibility for the Sixers to go get him. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, let's talk about my friends at Mark's Jewelers. Now, the holidays are here, and there's no better place to shop for that special someone than Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers, Men's Night is back. Thursday, December 18th at their Montgomeryville flagship store. Enjoy great food, cocktails, and a special appearance by the Godfather himself, the Hall of Fame sports writer, Ray Dittinger. Signing and selling the updated Eagles Encyclopedia Champions Edition. Again, that's Thursday, December 18th, Men's Night at Mark's Jewelers. Details at marks-jewelers.com.
I cried out, heaven save me. But I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, let me say. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. You know what I was thinking we should do once the football season ends? Maybe one day, one segment. We should let the YouTube folks, like, we should do a segment where they get to ask us anything they want. In the chat. We could have Max find the questions, and we can just ask them for the YouTube folks. I give them the finger every day at 5 o'clock. I do love you. They could ask whatever they want. We got to answer.
Let's go to the chat.
Yeah, okay. We'll go to the chat. I'm not going
to
look at the chat. Max can look at the chat, but he can get the questions. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Men's Night in Montgomeryville, Thursday night, December 18th. Ray Dittinger going to be there signing the Eagles Encyclopedia, food and spirits as well. The question, what would your reaction be if Kyle Schwarber signed with the Reds? I get it or I'd be mad.
Ooh.
I get it or I'd be mad. What do you think the response is?
I'd be mad. Slightly. Let's go 55.
56.7%. I get it.
Wow. Yeah, the Kyle Schwarber thing seems like it's turned for the fans here to where they aren't so hell-bent on him coming back this year.
I think...
You think it's the numbers that's scaring everybody?
No, I think it's how the season ended.
Yeah.
I really do. I think the last thing with the Philly season was, it was a great season, but you didn't do anything during the playoffs. Would love to have you back, but I'm not going to... People like Kyle Schwarber. I don't know if they're like, oh, we need Kyle Schwarber.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I think people are a little spooked by the years and money.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, why would fans care about that?
Well, because, Ike, they're kind of cash-strapped right now because they're right up against the fourth luxury tax.
Who's cash-strapped?
Just
raise the ticket prices, add another restaurant to the stadium, have another dollar dog night.
We got to send some T's and P's up for Middleton. You know what I mean?
Yeah, what are you talking about, man?
They're right up against the fourth luxury tax. They're starting to get taxed more and more.
Yeah.
And it's like, do I really want to pay a 33-year-old DH $30-plus million dollars a year? I think that's scaring people a little bit. And it seems like it's going to be 5 years.
At least.
It's going to be 5 years.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's getting to six, actually.
So it's going to be 5-2-10.
It's going to be 5-1-50.
No way.
It's going to be 5-1-54.
Oh, okay. And it's going to be the Phillies.
And maybe 5-1-60.
It's going to be the Phillies.
Yes.
Oh,
Max, cut that. Put it on the internet. So you say 5-1-54-160.
I think it's going to be...
You're getting that. You're obviously talking from a
informed speculation. Yeah, informed.
I'm trying to give you credit.
I think it's going to be like 5-160.
All right.
Okay. I think it's going to be
that number keeps going up.
Well, because I think someone else may be able to get to 150.
All right. Okay.
And I think the Phillies will go above and beyond and
they'll
make sure they get him.
Yeah. 5-160.
Yeah.
Will I still get credit for at the beginning saying they would give him 5 years, even though I upped it to seven?
Well, you did up it to seven.
All the way up to 8 years.
Yeah, yeah. You're giving him the 10 years left.
Yeah.
And I'm already ready to manager after he's done too. He's never leaving. Yeah.
You know he has his take stored away when this happens.
What?
You.
Well, which take?
Meaning that you're in favor of this.
Dude, like I said, I can go either way.
And when he doesn't resign here, he's going to be like, well, you know what? I can see why they didn't do that.
I can see why they didn't do it. That's a lot of money. For a 33-year-old DH who was never going to get this contract heading into the season? Yeah, I get it. Welcome to Philadelphia, Kyle Tucker. You know what I mean?
Okay.
They went for the right Kyle.
What would you rather happen? 5-160 for Kyle Schwarber or 8-250 for Kyle Tucker?
8-250 for Kyle Tucker.
$8,300 for Kyle Tucker.
What is that a year?
Oh, really?
I don't know.
Yeah, 35.
Yeah.
It's probably still. Is the option 35 a year for Kyle Tucker and like 32 a year for Schwarber?
Yes.
I'll take Kyle Tucker.
Okay.
I thought we were cash strapped. I thought we were in the fourth tax bracket.
They're going to pay someone. I mean, I'm just saying.
Yeah.
I'm trying to make a better bet. Trying to make a better bet. Heading into the year, Kyle Tucker is going to get a $400-500 million deal.
I wonder if they don't think they can get Tucker.
Tucker's the better player.
Tucker,
in your mind.
I think overall offensively, not a better power hitter.
Sure.
But plays the field and 4 years younger.
Yeah. Okay.
So what do you think they would rather have?
I think they'd rather have Kyle Schwarber.
Yes.
I think they value Kyle Schwarber. I think the Tucker thing, Bellinger thing, that only comes into place if Schwarber walks. Trying to do right now, I think, is trying to just cover their bases. So if for some reason we wake up next week and it's like they get the passing thing about Schwarber's a red. But again,
one of us would be happy.
You would be happy. But again, I find it very hard to believe that they want to come back to the Phillies.
Well, two of us would. Spike would be happy.
Too. Yeah, Spike's like, get him out of
not
here.
Yeah, yeah, Spike's.
I want Bellinger.
I know. But I think there's a...
Your snarky laugh about me and Bellinger
is
not
fair. Snark. I just whatever. I get it. All right. Yeah, I get it.
You just don't like that baseball opinion.
No, I don't like it.
Yeah.
Well, at least you're honest about it.
I mean, they're good takes.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's not like they're bad opinions.
They're pretty good baseball opinions.
I haven't started going to Spike first, but
now
I will.
You're first.
Don't you ever. No, but I forget. But either way, I find it very hard to believe that, let's say the Reds make their offer, they come back to the Phillies. Whatever happens, Casey Close, Schwarber's agent, will come back to the Phillies.
Okay. And let them have a chance to match.
Let them make a final offer.
Right.
And that's where they have to decide if they want to pony up or not.
Well, and then you know what that does? If that is well known, if I'm another team bidding, I'm not bidding. I actually think that helps the Phillies. Because if I'm the Red Sox and I'm looking at the Phillies, well, maybe you do it just to bid it up.
Yeah, I was going to say to drive up the price.
You know, but like... It also, if these guys are going to sign early, you can't mess around with somebody you don't really want just to drive the price up on someone else.
Yep.
I think if people think that the Phillies are just going to top any offer, you just go and you pursue somebody else.
But that's what the Mets thing could be.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Mets get in, they scare the Phillies a little bit, they increase the price on it.
Yeah.
And
then they get out.
Because they know they're not really going to sign Schwarber.
Right.
But they make the Phillies sweat a little bit.
I don't think Schwarber would go to the Mets.
I just don't think it makes sense.
I don't think it makes sense for the Mets.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Jalen Hurts just spoke, and there was an interesting exchange. We have to give, look, does Elliot get scoops? He doesn't.
Never.
If we're just being honest. But what Elliot does do is he is fearless asking questions at the in the locker room. He is fearless at the press conferences. I give him a lot of credit for that.
We do, but also I think we need to take credit for that as well.
Because we pushed him into
This wasn't Ellie. What, Bulldog?
Yeah.
Come on. You kidding me?
So this first question about Jalen running the ball came from Elliot.
Jalen, you mentioned reporting that maybe you're not as willing to run the ball this year. I was wondering if that's true or if you approach a season the same way.
Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, what is how we come to that conclusion or rationalize that?
So it wasn't my reporting, but there's been reporting that you don't want to run the ball as much this year.
Okay. I've always been focused on doing whatever it takes to win, and I've always put my energy on trying to bring a game plan and the strategy that week to life. So I'll continue to do that.
When you do your deep dive into the past, are you looking at the running game too? Is that part of it? I know you're more of a passing game, but
look at everything. And I have my thoughts. I've always had thoughts. Ultimately, it's not just my thoughts that are going to go out there and foster, what we do. That's not the reality of how it works. It's a lot of trust in Coach Nick. There's a lot of trust in Coach KP, and they lead the way in that. And so I think as a unit, and that, more importantly, as a quarterback, it's about me going out there and following the direction and the vision and following their rhythm and what they do.
After hearing it a second time, I hear it your way a little bit more, Jack. So the first question, there's been some reporting that you're less willing to run the ball. Jalen's first question was, where did that come from? And then a long pause, and then I always do what it takes to win. I think that was, my take is sort of an affirmation of the reporting. I don't know, who knows? He doesn't answer a lot of questions straight anyway. Mm-hmm. The second one is interesting because last year we had the quote from him that said, the offense is going to look the way Jalen Hurts wants it to look.
Yep.
And this time when they asked him about it, he said, that's not real. I don't really say what happens and what doesn't happen. I have a lot of faith in KP and Coach Sirianni to lead the way, and I just do what they say, which is slightly a different tune than we heard last year. Mm-hmm. The question that you would ask yourself, there are two ways to read that. Read it, one, he is showing deference to his coaches, as you would hope.
Yeah.
Or two, he's saying the problem's not me. It's them.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard to read.
Yeah. Now, forgive me. They do so many damn press conferences. Did Nick get asked this question about Jalen running?
He did.
He did get asked that?
He did?
Well, so...
Today?
Not today. No, he got
at
asked...
At any point after that report came
so
out.
So on the morning show, they asked him.
Okay.
And he gave an answer, and he said, well, I don't want him running it 15 times a game, so on and so forth. Right. Yeah, it's part of what we do. I don't want him running it 15 times a game.
Okay.
Now, no one's saying he should run it 15 times a game, so he didn't really answer the question.
So he went to the extreme.
Yes.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Which is the way to avoid it. Very good, Nick. Way to go.
Okay. I didn't know if he had been asked this question or not.
I think it would be best for the offense. I think you have talked me into understanding why he wouldn't want to do it at this point.
Yeah, and I think that's real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think there's two reasons. I think there's, he may wonder about his future with the team, and if he gets hurt, that hurts his future. And there's the other thing is, if everybody's going to blame me, why am I going to put my body on the line for everybody? I think those are two fair things for him to think about.
Yeah, which also doesn't lead to cohesion.
Right, winning.
Well, it starts with the lack of cohesion when...
So, I'm not even blaming Jalen.
I'm just saying the lack of cohesion is there.
Yeah, but I just think if that's how it is right now, that doesn't make me feel good about this thing turning around, because it feels like everyone's picking sides. And now that, if you want to read it one way, could be, I'm taking back some control here, it's them.
Right.
With that kind of quote.
And to your point, either way, it's not good.
Which is the ultimate
yes.
the ultimate takeaway here.
Yeah. I agree.
Whew. Whew. So
I better win Monday night.
Better win. Better win. Oh, what? I don't know what's going to happen.
No feel. I have no feel.
No feel. The team the last 3 weeks, I've had no feel.
Yeah, I wish I did.
Yeah.
I was so sure they were going to beat Chicago.
Well, and the line was 7, and that's an Eagles line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what was surprising about
it. Even though
it.
I said don't.
I know you did.
Yeah.
I know you did.
Yeah.
But it was a huge line.
It
I mean,
was, yeah.
We're gambling men. That's a 4.5, 5.5 point yes. line all day.
Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
So I mentioned there was an NBA star who was asking to get traded. Giannis. And his agent are going to work with the Bucks to determine what his future is. He did get hurt with a fake injury last night.
That was classic.
Oh, dude. He fell down and grabbed his calf.
Yeah.
And now he has a strained calf. Dude, that was the fakest. I've seen guys go down with a calf thing. And it was the fakest thing I ever saw in my whole life. He definitely has a fake injury. He's out 2 to 4 weeks, which is a perfect amount of time to work out a trade.
Yep.
December 15th is an important day because that is the day that a lot of players who signed this offseason are eligible to be traded.
Yeah.
So the reporting was that he wanted to go to the Knicks in the offseason, that he had already requested a trade in the offseason and wanted to go to the Knicks. It's also been reported that the Lakers are on his list as well.
He goes to the Knicks.
I don't know what the trade is.
Yeah, you're saying Cat back?
Well, it's Cat, but they're going to, if they're smart, they will do what the Dallas Mavericks didn't do.
Is get everything you can get.
Get the best offer. And what they shouldn't do, and not that the Bucks care what I say, I wouldn't give two dams where Giannis wants to go. You hired the coach he wanted. You traded for Lillard, which you wanted.
The coach he wanted fired.
Yes. Yeah.
You fired Bud. Yeah.
They did everything for Giannis. They signed Miles Turner this year when they didn't need to. You know, they did all that stuff for Giannis. Trade him wherever you want to trade him. Listen to what he says. Trade him wherever you want to trade him.
Yeah.
The Knicks have like one first round pick available. So, to trade, because of the trade for Mikal Bridges and OG Anunoby, they don't have anything to trade. And if you're the Bucks, you're not trading Giannis for Cat. You're not. Like, he's not good enough.
Nope.
You know, you want a bunch of picks.
I agree, yeah.
The Lakers, unless you're doing a three-way thing with LeBron and finding a third team there, they have Austin Reeves. They have two first-round picks available. So, You got Bronny.
To throw him in there.
So the question would be, if you're a Sixers fan, is there a possibility here? Mm. So the only possibility, I went through the picks they have available.
Mm-hmm.
So they can trade two of their own first-round picks, and they have the Clippers 2028 first-round pick.
Okay.
You can only trade a first-round pick every other year. They have picks committed. They have two of their, I think, 30 and 32 they can trade.
Okay.
And they can trade the Clippers 28 pick, which is very valuable now because it looks like the Clippers are falling into nothingness. I don't think it involves Embiid because I think what happens with Embiid is when you're including Embiid, you're paying a tax on giving them Embiid.
Right.
So one or two of those picks is just for them taking Embiid. And then you see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yep.
So I think the trade ends up being, if you're the Sixers, the only thing that works is you take Paul George because the money's there. Mm-hmm. They could probably flip Paul George. Paul George, VJ Edgecombe, the two first-round picks you have, the 2028 Clippers pick, and then after the year, you cut and stretch Joel Embiid. Mm-hmm. So what you can do is you can take his salary and pay it off over 6 years rather than three. Mm-hmm. That way the cap hit is half of it.
Yeah.
The Hawks can offer more. The Magic can offer more. The Spurs could offer more. The Thunder could offer more. I don't know if any of those teams want to make it. That would be the Sixers trade.
We'd have to put him next to Wimby.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, it would be hard for the other team to score. They could cover the court,
the entire court
one end to the other end with just them, those guys stretching out.
Yeah. I like that for us, though. I like that.
You would do VJ?
I would.
And that
How
way,
old is Giannis?
Giannis is 31.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not bad. All right.
You've 3 years left.
Yeah.
And you're capitalizing on Maxi.
Yeah.
Hopefully you get to hold on to McCain. I don't know.
Right.
Maybe you can.
Right. Yeah.
But it's got to be VJ. Mm-hmm. It's got to be the year two first. It's got to be the Clippers first.
Okay.
It might not be enough. And then you're living with the Embiid tax after this year.
If you're giving me Giannis and Tyrese with a little sprinkle of McCain there, that's
yeah, and the rest of your
roster. Yeah, the rest of your roster, yeah. I'd do it.
I would do it.
I'd do it.
I would go for it. I would go for it. If you can't win it with Maxi and Giannis.
Right, then we ain't winning it. Yeah, we're just not winning it. Yeah.
But really, the end of the day, I love Maxi. He's become an unbelievable player. But you're sort of seeing.
Oh, you're absolutely right.
You're sort of seeing. You're getting the very best version of him. You got a 500 team.
Yep.
You know, but you pair him with a player of Giannis's level, that becomes a real, real thing.
And VJ's good. I think he's going to be a really good NBA player for a long time.
Yeah.
But he's, you hope, a third option on a title team?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
Second.
Maybe.
But he's 3 or 4 years away from it.
Yeah,
that.
That's the real issue there, that he's so far away from being that player. I would, Giannis at 31, yeah.
Yeah, your starting lineup this year ends up being Maxi, Grimes, like Oubre, Giannis, Barlow, or something like that. You know,
dude, I can't wait till they get Giannis, and we're still seeing Quentin Grimes driving to the hoop.
Oh yeah, He's always as long as he's not passing.
He's always thinking it's Quentin Grimes time.
Yes, yeah, you gotta respect that.
Man.
He's the second leading bench scorer in the NBA.
Yeah, you gotta respect that.
Yeah,
bro.
I've learned to appreciate Grimes a little bit.
The
text line. Give him a break.
Yeah.
The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari. Oh, and you could put pick swaps in there. So then Milwaukee ends up with the better of. You can't trade your pick, but you could offer a pick swap. Anyway, text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exton and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
I see the vision. Spike saying Lenny Kravitz still has it, but really just envisioning what Kelly Oubre will look like at 60.
They do have a similar look. I have a type, I guess. I have a type.
Oh my God.
Well, Lenny Kravitz is short, though. He's not a tall drink of water like Oubre. What's next?
Ah, for sake. Kevin Petullo listening to the show now saying he can't even get excited.
Yeah. Dude, that was.
Yeah, Fritz doesn't even want the guy to get happy.
No, it's a caller. Fritz doesn't either.
Well, no, the arm bar.
Okay.
You can get excited when you talk. The arm bar drives me up a wall.
But, you know, Sirianni is a bro. He's an arm bar type guy.
It's probably his idea.
Yeah. We should do an arm bar at the end of every show if it's a good show.
We nailed it again.
Yeah.
Let the Twitter comments be the you two idiots. How does Ike live with those guys?
Also, I had an idea if Tucker's listening or whatever. You know how we were talking about how the beat writers should get their own fit check going into the game? Forget about beat writers. All the WIP hosts for pregame and Elliot should get fit check video or photo walking into the link. It would crush.
It would crush.
You know, Ike looks great.
Yeah.
Elliot definitely comes looking good.
Julio's got the two big beanie hat on.
Yes.
A little off to the side.
Yeah.
The glasses.
Julio still looks like the 10-year-old kid is at the school, at the bus stop for school.
Yeah. Like
in the cold.
In the Christmas story.
Yes.
Can't put my arms down. Yeah.
That's Julio. Everyone's cold out.
Yeah. What's next?
I love the arm bar. Jack, when Bryce does it.
Oh, so true.
That's just guys being guys.
That's true. I like the text line finally takes a shot at you. What's next?
Wishing everybody minimal germs, winning perms, and the absolute very best of cuts. Nick Costos leaving the salon.
That was pretty good.
Dude, you got to see his hair from yesterday. It really, you know how Drummond's is kind of flat in the middle and it's sort of like bigger on the sides? That's how Costos' hair looked yesterday. It was terrible. What's next?
Again with this? Can't we just talk about dog stuff? Rebel when Spike asks him what he thinks about his ideas for the show on their morning walk.
Yeah, well, Mike, I can't think of anything when I'm walking Rebel. My walk is the quiet one. Think of ideas. Him and his sister barking at everything that moves. Jack gets to hear it every morning.
Yeah, today was nice. It was like a 2-minute conversation you had with a stranger.
With my neighbor.
Yeah, I was just sitting there.
Sorry. The dog was barking at him. He wanted to talk. Yeah. Whatever. What's next?
Devin Caney needs to shut up, but Pam Oliver can still talk. Chuck in Mount Air.
We didn't remark about the stray that Devin took in Chuck's
car. Not enough. Yeah, seriously.
That was one of the funniest things that's ever happened on the show.
Wasn't saying she's doing a bad job. It was just...
He wants her to shut up.
Everyone on the sideline, figure it out.
Yeah.
Get this thing going in the right... Come on. DK, do your part.
Yeah. Devin Caney. It was crazy. It was so good. We didn't even talk about that after Chuck's call.
We also didn't talk about the baldy chuckle yesterday.
Was there a chuckle?
There was a chuckle. Yep. Yeah, I meant to bring this up.
Do you have
it? But yeah, listen to this yesterday. Here's my challenge. Give me one thing of information that would make, based on what you have seen, that would make me optimistic about the rest of the Philadelphia Eagles season.
Yeah. I remember when he did it, I was like, wow.
Oh, man, that was a good one.
Baldy's laughing.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, right.
Jack, what's coming up in Fritz at 6 tonight? I think you gave a teaser right around 2:17.
It's actually not my main take.
Okay.
It will be working in the mix. But are you ready to give the Eagles the out? Like, I'm ready to give them the out.
Ah, what do you mean?
Like,
that it's okay if they don't win?
Yeah.
Like, no.
Yeah.
No.
I'm throwing in the towel.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You're throwing in the towel.
What are you talking about?
Throw in the damn towel.
We got 5 games left.
I'm giving them a pass.
Wow. Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to, people are going to go crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm giving them out. It is what it is.
I give you credit.
They won the Super Bowl last year.
You keep them guessing. They don't know what the hell to expect from you yet.
Now, is Buzz producing tonight or Frank?
Yeah, Buzz.
Oh, okay, so
Buzz may give you a pushback.
Well, we'll get your take on it, and then we'll get, 7-8 minutes of Buzz before?
Perfect.
Yeah.
We got the extra half hour tonight, too. We got 3 seggies.
Yeah, and you got on WIP tonight, Cowboys-Lions. If you're working, you can't watch the game or whatever.
Big game tonight.
Big game.
We also have Before the Bell, Sixers pregame show.
Oh, right around 6:40?
Yeah,
there you go.
Come on, man. This is high-quality program.
Come Sixers
on,
Warriors
Dan
tonight.
Dan Campbell and Jared Goff, get it together tonight. Yeah.
Nah, we need the Cowboys.
You just said. Oh, is this why you're going to get the Eagles a pass? You've already counted them out.
Yeah.
They're going to make the playoffs. That's not – but, like – everything at this point is gravy.
Right.
No, but you don't feel that way. All right. Fritz at 6 is next. Then Thursday Night Football. We will talk to you tomorrow. We thank you so much for listening. We love that you do. Remember, deodorant is the thief of joy. We're all about joy here at the WIP Afternoon Show. What could bring you joy? Your own beach house. I think about a lot, and when I'm ready for it, I will call Adam Kasebe. Kasebe has been the official realtor of the Rights to Ricky Sanchez podcast for years. Kasebe is based out of Long and Foster in Bethany Beach. And if you are looking for, you go to buy a shore house or a beach house in Delaware, you need a good realtor. Like, you need a guy who is committed, who will grind, who knows the area, help you bid, all that stuff, help you get that house. Kasebe is excellent. Whatever shore point it is, Rehoboth or Lewis or Bethany or Dewey, wherever it is in Delaware, he can help you. You're thinking, Delaware, I've always gone to the Jersey Shore. Well, if you're going to buy the house, you want to go to the place with the low, low, low property taxes, not the high, high, high property taxes. That's Delaware. He can help you there. And then what do? You rent that house out for the summer. They pay your mortgage. You got a place to go with your family, with your friends. It's great. Also, if you're committed to the Jersey Beach House, if that's where you want to be, Kasebe's got a huge network, can also find out what your needs are, connect you with the right person. Your first call is Adam Kasebe, Kasebe. Call or text him even, 302-864-8643. This is direct sell, 302-864-8643. Or go to processrealtor.com.